Welcome back in, everybody. What's good with you? Hope you got a day. Mitchell says you can stop saying filling in and start saying taking over on game time. Yeah. Like I said, we don't know.
Legitimately, like, you know how.
I'll test people's knowledge here real quick before you go.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Stroker Ace? Okay. So Stroker Ace is a little spinoff on NASCAR movie. It's super fun. It's got Burt Reynolds, Lonnie Anderson. It's a good movie. But they send a guy to get over on one of their sponsors or the team owner. And they send this full-blown rube, redneck, to him. The guy says in the whole meeting, I know nothing. I am merely a messenger. That's all he says. That's literally every time somebody asks, that's what I feel like saying. But yeah, so now.
Like legitimately, you know how people get on the air and be like, they'll tell you, like, they won't tell you everything. Mm-hmm. I feel like people should have confidence in you. If you knew something,
yes,
you would let them know.
Listen, there's different levels to the Verzal vault. Like, if somebody tells me something and it makes me do this with my face, whoa. If I do that, that baby is going down deep in there. If it's something I feel is some recyclable information, I'll just slide that stuff right down. I'm like, yep. Hey, here's this. Da, da, da. I'm like, oh, okay, that's not even that. I knew that already. Just boom, right out the mouth. There it goes back out the other side. So. But yes, got a couple emails in here. Thank you guys all, too, also for the very nice words. I appreciate you. Appreciate that all happening. But I do have an email here from our inbox. It says, Verz, going into fall camp, what are your expectations here? What do you think could happen with the team, and how do you live up to what is being hyped up? I can't believe that they have Nebraska picked to win the West. That's from Steve. This is the most Nebraska ever, right? And that's why I love this state. Because everybody's going along. It's like, oh, yeah, we got to do X, Y, and Z, and then we're going to be back, and then yada, 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 and we're in on this. And now people are like, hey, we're picking you to win, and we think you're going to be really good, and you got a great quarterback, and he's the fourth favorite in the Heisman. And I know the vocal minorities that are like, yeah, we're winning it. It's the West. And then some of the other people are like, well, let's everybody slow down a little bit. So everything you wanted to talk about is all right there. The national media is out just full force. Like, hey, these guys are going to be good. They're going to be real good. And now locally, people are like, well, let's everybody calm down. You know, we got a lot to overcome. That's why I'm always, prediction-wise, always sandbag. In my brain, when I coach, I'm like, yeah, I want to go 13-0 and win it all. As I truthfully, honestly assess the scenario with Nebraska, there's games. Our guy JP Scott out there, he's going to lay some big money against Nebraska in the Ohio State game and the Iowa game. There's questions. But going into camp, hope springs eternal. The toughest part of camp, though, is you're going against yourself. And your eye can see good football, but as you watch the same football over and over again, you never truly know what you have until you play that first game. But progress made, if I'm saying that I can duplicate the progress made, I do honestly think they have the potential to have a great season. Is it a win the West season in my brain? I don't think quite yet. But I trust staff and what they can do. And it is a lecture, and I probably talked about it on here 100 times. It is a lecture, it is a class, it is a course on confidence in what you do and what that can bring. Everybody's interactive with Scott Frost. People in some way, shape, or other know what's going on with him. You're not going to be anybody more confident in what they do. And that belief in, if you execute what I tell you, it will work. And that's in every phase. So you're going to have to eat the way I tell you. You're going to have to sleep the way I tell you. You're going to have to work out the way I tell you. In these plays, in this defense, if you execute, because now I've hired guys that think the same way as me, that Frost and staff reinforce my thought, my process. Whatever play gets called is the greatest play you've ever heard. and it isn't something that, breaks down due to bad scheme, breaks down to lack of execution. Because for every point, there's a counterpoint. I worked on it with some fellows yesterday. We briefly, quickly talked about twists and stunts. If somebody's leaving, somebody's coming back. Trust me. They're not just going to sacrifice half of the line to let you run into that gap. Everything that gets drawn up is fundamental. That's why if they played games on paper, everything would end 0-0. Nothing would ever happen. So it's that execution and that player's belief in it. That's what I would say that they're going to consistently be working on, right? They're going to be working on time in and time out. Hey, trust this. Do this. Disguise it this way. Stem to it this way, meaning start in one spot, move over to another. We're going to try to create confusion for whatever offense we play. But if you do this and you stay gap sound, meaning when we blitz or we play a base defense, if you are a B-gap player, you play the B-gap. So this camp, all those little things that you didn't have time to do last year, refining finite details, that attention to the little stuff, I think your special teams take a big leap next year and look a ton different. Defensively, I asked this last time, I feel like it was last Thursday. Are you content with 24? I know Chenander won't be, but if they give up 24, I think your team can score more than that. See what happens. But now you're into really polish, you're going to spit polish everything. So by the time that product heads out, it should look much, much better than it did, which is all any of us can ask for. But I do love Nebraska fan just trying to temper down expectation now, except the fanatic side of it.
Yeah.
The fanatic side is like, yes, they know. They know what's going on. They know who we are. But if they do, just saying, if they do win a bunch, it's going to be a lot of trash talking from a lot of people. In a lot of scenarios. So it'll be fun to see. This is an exciting time, though. All that's kind of wrapping up. I know a lot of the high school kids are getting ready to head into their camps. Same kind of deal. All the hard work's over. If you're going to try to will your way into changing something now, tick tock, tick tock. Clock's running out. So, hey. But we're going to press on. We're going to step out here, pay some bills. We'll come back. More game time on 1620 The Zone.